let's start with what the exchange is actually going to look like, how it's going to operate.
Basically, this is it's a Delaware corporation, but it literally is a stock exchange. It was brought about primarily through the Jobs Act, which Congress passed in 2012. And the Jobs Act was intended to create jobs, to get new businesses and new ventures away from the so-called Sarbanes-Oxley regulations. That is, if your company was under a certain dollar value, you were exempted from Sarbanes-Oxley regulations until you, you know, exceeded the that threshold, meaning that any stocks that are companies that are listed on the exchange need to be medium, mid-cap, or startup companies with a value of, say, somewhere between $20 million or so, which sounds high, but it honestly isn't with the way business is today, Tom.
And so what would the exchange, when it's up and running, look like? What would be traded on the exchange?
The again, it would be companies, small, mid-caps, and medium-sized companies that, at this point, they're truly is no avenue for them. That is, you know, as we all know, we have the New York Stock Exchange. Certainly we have the NASDAQ Exchange. However, they are for large-sized companies that, first off, they are subject to the Sarbanes-Oxley regulations, but they're very high fees. That is, the cost to be listed on such exchanges are outside of the budgets that new companies can afford, and it's intended to offer the opportunity to be listed on an exchange that is the Delaware Board of Trade. And the real value beyond the cost savings and so forth, Tom, but the exchange will provide outfits transparency. That is, when you buy a stock, you'll be able to go on, you'll be able to see what their earnings were. They'll still be filing regulatory statements, what their quarterly earnings look like and so forth, what their market is and so forth. It's, you know, it is intended to expose people to companies that they may be interested in but have very, very little knowledge about. So the transparency aspects of the new exchange is a real selling point for the Delaware Board of Trade.
And for the companies, I guess this is an opportunity for them to raise some money in a way they weren't really able to do so before, correct?
Correct. And again, that is another advantage of the exchange. What is going on presently with this idea of venture capitalists being able to raise money or help raise money for companies is that, you know, everyone wants to hit home runs, so to speak. There's very little venture capital activity now in this area of $20 million companies, $40 million companies. You know, everyone wants to get underway with a company that may have that value but has the potential to grow to, you know, X or something like that, to be the next Facebook or something like that, you know, which is very, very improbable. And it allows companies that know their product, they know their business, to raise capital to grow their business.
So does Delaware being an attractive place to incorporate give this endeavor, you know, kind of a leg up in attracting companies to participate in it?
It surely is intended in part to take advantage on the, you know, the sterling financial reputation that Delaware enjoys as a result of everything from Chancery Court to the Banking Act that Delaware enacted in the early 70s. It is intended to capitalize on that, Tom, but at the same time, you know, this could be a rebirth for banks and those companies that stand to benefit from an exchange coming to Delaware and all of the ancillary work that goes along with such an exchange.
You've mentioned this is focusing primarily on those smaller businesses, small to mid-sized businesses, $20 to $40 million. Are there certain types of companies within that realm that you expect this exchange would be dealing with, or that you're targeting? Have you received some initial interest or inquiries in what you're trying to build here?
In regards to companies that have an interest in listing or to be considered to list on the exchange, yeah, and it's been very strong, and that in large part is a result of the experienced people that are involved in this venture. You know, as I mentioned earlier, it is a startup. However, the people that are involved in the exchange at this point have very deep and long backgrounds in exchanges. Nick Niehoff, who was another board director, he currently runs the Cincinnati Exchange. John Wallace, who is the former chair of the Philadelphia Stock Exchange, he is will be the CEO of this company. And there's others involved as well. So it really is an opportunity for people that have a relationship with people such as Niehoff and Wallace to learn more about what the stock exchange offers and have reached out regarding being listed.
Based on that experience that you mentioned, some of the people involved have, are there similar operations that are already up and running around the country that you're kind of modeling the Delaware board on?
Well, there may be, but I am not aware of any.
Okay.
As I said, this really came about as a result of the Jobs Act, which was passed late in 2012, so it was really 2013 before, you know, even regs were begun to be issued by the agencies that need regulate such an enterprise. But the real advantage that I think we have is the IT platform that will run the Delaware Board of Trade has come about as a result of earlier models that were used on other such exchanges, such as for metal trading and so forth. So it is a type operation, Tom, that requires 6, 8, 12 months of improving existing IP platforms in order to make it functional on exchange such as the Delaware Board of Trade.
And to that point, this is a completely electronic exchange. There's not going to be an actual physical place where these stocks are traded.
It is all electronic. It is directed at the so-called pink sheets or the over-the-counter markets, mm-hmm. and so forth, whereas, you know, you get a direct bid. If you wish to purchase or you wish to sell, that is the bid. It does not change. It is consumer friendly, and it's as I said, it's intended to bring transparency into the market.
Let's talk a little bit about the economic development aspect of this. I mean, the county has said that they expect about 100 jobs to be created by this. Is that about right?
That's that as a start off, correct?
Yeah,
that is right. We think there the growth plans that we have are while they are conservative, they greatly exceed 100 people within the next year or two or even 3 years.
From a Wilmington, Newcastle County perspective, how else can this serve as an engine for economic development?
Look, I think it's a real growth point as it relates to the ancillary positions. That is everything from accountants to lawyers to clerical staff to security to the accountants and so forth. It is, while it, you know, obviously would never be something that came about as a result of the 1972 Banking Act that Delaware passed, but, you know, we do believe it will be a very, very positive impact on employment here in Wilmington and Delaware at large.
And finally, where we're at right now, what's the timetable for starting up? What's next in moving this toward fruition?
Well, with the monies that were put forward by Newcastle County last week, we have gone ahead and filed all of the necessary applications and fees with FINRA, which is the Financial Industries, you know, National Register in Washington. So we hope to be sometime within the next 4 to 6 months. At this point, I'd say we're looking at our first date that we're considering is April 1, should we have all of the necessary approvals in place.